KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies. It's 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and breezy today. A high of 66, south-southwest winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 45. There is a red flag warning in effect for wind and relative low humidity for eastern Nebraska and parts of southwest Iowa from noon today until 8 o'clock this evening. That covers Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, Monona, Harrison, and Shelby counties. Any fires that start, whether intentional or unintentional, may spread rapidly and exhibit extreme fire behavior. And again, outdoor burning is strongly discouraged. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Cass County public health officials say they are currently scheduling vaccine appointments for all adults. Anyone 16 or older is eligible beginning Monday, April 5th. Anyone in the area that would like to be vaccinated is encouraged to sign up immediately. To sign up, complete the form at casshealth.org/COVID vaccine or call 712-243-3250 and press 7. It'll take time to vaccinate everyone eligible. Cass County Public Health continues to receive about 300 doses per week, and they will schedule appointments as they have doses available. Meanwhile, health officials say it's critical to continue practicing the mitigation measures that can slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Vaccinated Iowans should continue these precautions, as CCHS is still learning whether getting a vaccine will prevent you from spreading the virus that causes COVID-19 to other people, even if you don't get sick yourself. And those preventative measures, of course, as they always have been, include wear a mask or face covering, practice social distancing with those outside of your household, clean your hands frequently with soap and water, stay home if you feel sick, get tested if you are exposed to or have symptoms of COVID-19, and get a COVID-19 vaccine when you're eligible. Additional information about the coronavirus in Iowa can be found at coronavirus.iowa.gov. Officials of the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, in Atlantic have announced that CCHS has been recognized as a 2021 Top 100 Critical Access Hospital, compiled by the Charters Center for Rural Health. This 11th annual recognition program honors outstanding performance among the nation's rural hospitals based on the results of the Hospital Strength Index. Brett Altman, CEO of Cass County Health System, says, "Our vision is to be the best rural hospital in America for patients to receive care, employees to work, and physicians to practice." This award, he said, reaffirms for us that we are growing closer to meeting that vision, and we couldn't be prouder of our staff that has worked incredibly hard to get us to this point. You can read more in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports that on Tuesday, April 13th, a drive-through USDA Farmers to Families food box distribution will be held at the Cass County Community Center from 3 until 6 p.m., or as supplies last. Anyone is welcome to visit that drive-through food box pickup, and no documentation or proof of need is required. Boxes will be given away at no cost. The USDA Farmers to Families food boxes are expected to contain 10 pounds of fresh produce, 5 pounds of pre-cooked meat, 5 pounds of dairy with a gallon of milk, and that may change. People from surrounding towns and communities are welcome, and you may pick up an extra box for your neighbor or a homebound friend. Iowa Corn has announced that the 18 student recipients of the Iowa Corn Future of Agriculture Scholarship Program for the 2020-21 school year. Iowa Corn awarded the 18 $1,000 year scholarships to one-year scholarships to university deserving qualified students enrolled at an accredited U.S. two-year or four-year junior college or university, or graduate school, and a program of study to equip them to contribute to Iowa's agriculture economy or an industry. The program is sponsored by the Iowa Corn Growers Association and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. Among the area high school students selected to receive a scholarship is Riley Schloss of Guthrie Center, who plans to attend Iowa State University, Alexa McCunn of Red Oak, who is attending Iowa Lakes Community College, and Abby Benchouf of Winterset, who will attend ISU. And a college student scholarship award went to Nathan Behrens of Wyota, who is attending ISU. Selection committees evaluated applications by their essays, applications, reference letters, current grades, and activities. They also must be an Iowa Corn Growers Association member or a dependent of a member. Iowa Corn will recognize those scholarship recipients at the Grassroots Summit in August. The Atlantic Fire Department had a busy day on Friday, at least to start off the day. At around 9:10 a.m., Atlantic and Marney Fire were called to the area of 590th and Chicago Road, which is north of town, for a field fire. Well, as it turns out, that was a controlled terrace burn. And then at around 10:17 a.m., Atlantic Fire was called to 54166 598th Street. north of Atlantic for a barn fire. According to reports, persons on the property were burning in an in-ground fire pit when the wind switched directions and caught the barn on fire. There were no injuries. And at 11:48 a.m. on Thursday, Atlantic Fire was dispatched to the scene of a field fire south of town at 603-73-630th, or the vicinity of Highway 71 and south of west of Keystone Lane. The flames and embers had reportedly found their way there to some outbuildings. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Wednesday arrested a Glenwood man, 48-year-old Dominic Anthony Hargis. He was taken into custody on a Page County warrant for violation of probation from an original sentencing charge of sexual abuse in the third degree. Hargis was taken into custody at the Pott County Jail and transported to the Page County Jail, where his bond was set at $20,000 pending future court appearances. And on Monday, deputies in Page County arrested 42-year-old Justin Allen Sickler of Yorktown on a Page County warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of driving under suspension. Sickler was arrested at the Page County Courthouse. He was later transported to the Page County Jail and subsequently released on $300 bond that was posted for him pending future court proceedings. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.